एताम दृष्टिम अवष्टभ्य नष्टात्मानोल्पबुद्धयः प्रभवन्त्युग्रकर्माणः क्षयाय जगतो हिताः। एताम दृष्टिम, सो दिस रॉन्ग विजन अवष्टभ्य, हैविंग होल्डिंग ऑन टू दिस रॉन्ग विजन, दिस रॉन्ग आइडिया और दिस काइंड ऑफ व्यू ऑफ लाइफ, दृष्टि मीन दिस व्यू पॉइंट, दिस विजन ऑफ लाइफ, सो व्हाट डू? नष्ट आत्माना, दे डिस्ट्रॉय देमसेल्व्स, दे डिस्ट्रॉय देयर सेल्फ, देयर द सोल विद इन इज गेट्स डिस्ट्रॉयड। Alpabuddhaya, and Sri Krishna calls them alpa. Alpa means small, buddhi means intellect. So they have small intellect. Small intellect means, are they uneducated? No. Some of them may be PhDs, they may be great scientists, they may be, you know, ruling the country. You know, some of the communist rulers and all, Karl Marx and all, they were very intelligent. So when he says small intellect, it does not mean that they were unintelligent, but their thinking was very small. Very limited to I, my, and that's it. And what is good for me, what is good for, you know. So, Alpa Buddhaya means they had small intellect. They did not have a broad vision of life. Their vision was very limited to only looking at the material. They did not go deeper. Their vision was not deep. You know, they just looked at the superficial, lived life at a very superficial level. We'll talk about that. And they did not go deep into the knowledge. And so, having this vision about myself, Alpa Buddhaya, what do? Prabhavanti. They emerged from their homes, they emerged into their life. Ugra Karmanaha, their actions are ugra, their actions are fierce, violent. They're extremely violent, extremely destructive people. Shayaya and Jagata, and they destroy the world. And Jagata Ahitaha. Hita means what is good for the world, but their actions are negative. They are not good for the world. They are harmful and destructive. So let us see what is the vision. As we said, if I think I am only this body, so what do? If I am this body, then my purpose of life is to take care of this body. So I do everything for the body, acquire money for the body, and a house for the body, and children, and wife, and wealth, and power, and everything, so that I may live happily ever after. And then it doesn't matter what happens to anybody else. You know, they think very small. They think about myself. And they only think, respect others if they have power. Otherwise, they just kick people, you know, get them out of the way. If somebody has power, more power than me, then I respect him. Okay, you know, now I need something from this person. Or somebody has more money, then I respect him, you know, because maybe he can help me get a job or maybe help me in my business. So their thinking is only about what will help me to become more powerful, to become more rich, become more successful, become more, acquire and possess more. So we are talking about these people who are materialistic, who are only thinking of myself and me. So they only respect people if they have money or if they have power, because that's all they, for them, that is only thing important, is that consideration for others. Why? Because they don't even think anybody is important. It's like, because they think everything is matter. I am matter, you are matter, he is matter, table is, for me, you are as good as a table. You know, this doesn't make any difference because everybody is matter. There is no God. There is no spirituality. It's like if I'm walking and if I accidentally step on a paper or a box is there, I accidentally, you know, my foot touches it and I don't feel that bad about it. But if there is a human being sleeping and I step on a human being, then I feel bad. Oh, I'm so sorry. I stepped on you or I kicked you. But for these people, humans and animals, and they are all in same as inanimate objects. So they can kick anybody because they don't see the soul in them. There is no soul in me, there is no soul in you, there is no soul, there is no Bhagwan, everything is matter. So they only respect people who have power. They only think I am the body, and they have no problem in hurting others, kicking others, because their thinking is very limited. It's like when you go to a zoo, you know, when you go to a zoo, what you find that all the deer and the giraffe and the zebra and all are playing together. Why? Because they are non-violent. You know, they are friendly animals. But the lion, they have to keep him locked up separately by himself in a cage, or the tiger. Why? Because these are violent and ferocious animals. So similarly, these people, they cannot get along with others. Just as if you put a lion and a deer together, you know, what's going to happen? Next morning, there won't be a deer. So similarly, these people, their actions are like that. They are violent. Kshayaya jagato ahitaha. Their actions are just for the destruction of the world, just for selfishness. And then you tell them to respect others. They say, why should I respect others? They're all matter. Everybody is the same. Everybody is, you are matter, he is matter. Why should I respect your teachers? Shouldn't you respect your teachers? Why should I respect my teachers? Why is he teaching? Because he was paid. The university paid him, or the school paid. And I pay the tuition. I pay him to teach, to share knowledge. What is this respecting teacher and guru and all? This is all bakwas. Some guy sitting somewhere, you know, wanted people to come and touch his feet. So he said everybody should respect the guru. I just go there, I pay money to teach. So I don't need to respect my teacher. I don't need to respect him. How about your parents? At least, you know, you should respect. Why should I respect my parents? They just because they came before me? So what? So what's the big deal about it? They were born a few years before you. No, but they gave birth to you, didn't they? It was all lust. You know, remember they talk about lust. It's just for lust. They took care of you. So what? They took care of me. That's their duty. I'm taking care of my children. This is all nonsense. You know, you should take care of your parents. You should take care of your teachers. You should respect your gurus. When they get old, just put them in some nursing home. Why waste your time? So that is how they think. That is how, unfortunately, a lot of people in the modern age are thinking like that. That we don't need to respect our teachers, we don't need to respect our parents, our gurus. And that's why the world is suffering. There is so much violence. You look at what is happening in Somalia, what is happening in Iran, Iraq, in the Middle East. Everywhere there is so much violence. Why? Kshayaya jagato hitaha. Prabhavanti ugra karmanaha. Their actions are violent, their actions are malicious, their actions are fierce. And that is unfortunately how the world is going. And all the essential value. That's why studying the Gita and learning this helps us, because it makes us realize that am I doing the right thing or am I going the wrong way? It's just because everybody is doing it does not make it right. I have to use my intelligence. I do not have to think small, but let me think big, like the rishis taught me. Think about the total. That's why, you know, this Isha Vasyam Idagam Sarvam Yat Kinchit Jagatyan Jagat. Remember, this whole world is pervaded by that Ishwara, and so am I. So I am the divine and everything is divine. So they are all me. So that is the essential message that the Isha Vasya Upanishad gives us, the Gita gives us, the Bible gives us. He says, love thy neighbor as thyself. So the idea being that all these teachings are taking me towards oneness. And that's why Krishna is saying, do not be like these people. Do not think like that. Because if you hold on to what is temporary, and see, for them, this world is temporary. You know, I was born and I'm going to die. They say, are you going to afterwards to heaven or hell? I don't care. There is no heaven. There is no hell. Life is here for this 60, 70 years. I just do what I want. And if somebody is nice to me, if somebody can benefit me, I am nice to them. Otherwise, I can stamp and kick on people. And so when they hold on to the temporary, then they don't think about the permanent. But Krishna in the second chapter itself says that you are this soul. You are this Atman. You are not this body. This body is a cloth you have worn. It is a garment. So do not forget that. And your life is eternal. It's multiple lifetimes you have done that. In the 8th chapter, he talks about how the jiva goes through multiple lifetimes. So your purpose in life is to evolve, to get better. But these people, they say, who knows? This is all a bluff. You know, don't listen to all these Mahatmas and all. They don't know what they're saying. They just came up with some theories. They sat down in the cave and, you know, they said, oh, they, you know, that's what they talk about, the Vedas. You know, they were Shruti. They were heard in their meditation. They heard it directly from the total consciousness, from the Lord. That's all bluff. You know, they just sat down and wrote something 8,000 years ago. And you and I are wasting our time. Let us live in the modern age. So their thinking is materialistic and they live a very, very superficial life. On the surface, their life is only superficial. They live on the surface. Like, you know, the example they gave of a duck. Now, it's very interesting. Actually, I didn't know that. But when you pay attention, somebody, Swami Ishwarananda-ji, mentions in his commentary, he says, like, when you watch a duck, she's swimming so peacefully on the surface. But underneath, her legs are moving so fast. You know, there is so much activity going on, which you don't see. There is so much disturbance. But they, on the surface, look so peaceful. So same way, these people, they live a very superficial life. On the surface, ah, everything is fine. Oh, my life is perfect. You know, I have a big house. I have money. I have all the pleasures. But inside, they, how much effort they have to maintain this house, to maintain this lifestyle, to their body, how much plastic surgery and this and that and all that, so much struggle. And then especially we find these actors and politicians, their whole life is image building. You know, they have all these PR people, you know, who are building their image. Oh, and all the negative things they are deleting from their history, emphasizing the positive, telling lies. And then they have to struggle to maintain this image, you know, this image that I'm a perfect father, I'm a perfect husband, perfect wife. And so these actors, these, and that's how a lot of people live their life, just in the superficial, just in the showing something else to the world. But to maintain that, how much struggle they have. And that's what causes all the stress. We find these people have all the money and they commit suicide. You know, Howard Hughes, he was a billionaire. And ultimately, he died of starvation. And so many of them are addicted to drugs and taking Valium and using heavy-duty drugs and all. Why? Because their life is the constant struggle. Peace only comes from within. Peace only comes from within. When you go within, then only this. To change your life, you have to go inward. This reminds me of a little story. There was this monk who went to buy pizza. And so he went to the pizza owner and he bought a pizza for $12 and he gave him $20. And so the pizza owner also, I guess, had studied some Vedanta also. So this monk gives him $20, this sadhu. And so then he goes and he says, the pizza was $12. He says, where's my change? He said, sir, change comes from within. So we have to understand that change only can come from within. When I understand who I am, when I go inward and contact my own spirituality, when I come in touch with the Lord within, then only I can change. As long as I live in the superficial world, just doing what everybody else does, my life will not change. The life will only change. That's why the teacher say, pehle aap pehchano re sadho, pehle aap pehchano. Bina aap chine par brahm ko, kaun kahe main jano? Know who you are. Know your true nature. Find the Lord within. Then only you can change your life. So that's what they say. That live a deep life. Go to the depth of the knowledge. Go to the depth. What does the Gita say? What does the Bible say? What does the Buddha teach? So, and then what we, another thing we find about these people, they're always fearful. Why? Because their whole idea is the body. So to preserve the body, they'll do anything. Have all these intricate alarm systems, and the more rich they get, then they have security guards. Then they're walking with guards around them. We find all these actors and these sports people and these rich industrialists, especially, you know, not so much here, but in other countries, they have to have bulletproof car and they have to have guards because they'll get kidnapped. You know, somebody will kidnap their child, and that's what happens. We find that children get kidnapped for ransom. And they are always living a life of fear because that's all their ideas. And look at Mahatma Gandhi. Look at Mahatma Gandhi. He knew that the British was after him. He even was told that he may be killed, but he never had a security guard. He didn't have any bulletproof vest. All he had was a loincloth. And he said, you can shoot me, but you cannot destroy my ideas. You can kill me, but you cannot kill. So even today, Mahatma Gandhi, even 100 years or 500 years from now, we won't forget these people. Why? Because they become fearless. Because they say, I am that consciousness. I am the spirit. I am occupying this body. You can kill my body, but you cannot destroy me because I am indestructible. I am that spirit. That's the whole message of the Bhagavad Gita. And that is what we have to study. That's what I said again and again, that do I have these qualities? Is my vision right or wrong? Am I forgetting myself? Am I respecting people because of what they have, rather respect people for what they are? I have to respect somebody for what he is, not for what he has. I do not respect property, but I respect their inner qualities. If somebody is kind, if he is generous, if he is loving, if he is compassionate, that is the person I should bow down to. That is the person, not somebody who is more powerful than me, so I can get something from them. That's what they say, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. John F. Kennedy said that. So how can I give to the world, not what I can get from the world? Most of these people, when they live their life, they only live for I, me and mine. But how can I make this world a better place? And that can only happen when we practice the values of the Bhagavad Gita. These are very beautiful verses. And for thinking, for introspection, and for self-improvement, I hope whatever little I could speak, I hope it did help. Thank you so much. Any comments? Any questions?
At least they're treating everybody the same.
Right.
They're just missing the consciousness part.
Yeah, treating everybody bad.
that's one of the basics, right?
Right. No, but you should treat everybody good.
On the positive side, you treat everybody the same, but with the idea that everything has consciousness.
Right. Everything is divine.
Right.
No, because everything has its own. Like there's the story of a monk. We have a little time. I can tell the story. There was this Buddhist monk who was sitting there, and this person opened the door, and you know he was very disturbed. So he opened the door and then threw his shoes on one side, banged the door, and came in. Prostrated, Mahatma ji, please help me. I am suffering. I am miserable. I need your help. Aapki sharan mein aaya hu. I am here in your refuge. You please save me. The monk says, get out of here. He says, get out. I am suffering. I come to you asking for advice and for help. And this is how you treat me. He says, get out. If you can't even treat your shoes with love, the shoes that brought you all the way from, you walk from home, and you are just throwing them here and there. The shoes also have, you know, are also divine. So first thing you need to learn is learn to respect your shoes before you can respect anybody else. So the point is that we have to take and you bang the door and all. So that is the point, that when they say treat everybody good means even your inanimate thing should be treated well. He said, then only you can call yourself a spiritual person. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Thank you. Yeah.
My question is, you talked about cultivating. There is no hope for them?
No, there is. See, that's why Sri Krishna puts three categories. One is the Sura, Asura, and the Rakshasa. The Rakshasa are the people who are totally corrupt and crooked and dishonest. These are the people who know what is right, but are unable to practice. So if they apply the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, they can improve. Even these politicians or these industrialists, we find some of them are very enlightened, like Bill Gates. You know, even though he has billions, he does so much service. There are so many politicians who are good. So there is hope for them. That is the whole idea, if they study the Bhagavad Gita and the scriptures and apply it. But Alpa Buddhi means their thinking is very limited, only to I, me and mine. And people do get changed. You know, Valmiki, look at his, you know, he was a murderer, Ratnakar. With the right kind of guru, they can change. Right kind of knowledge, I think. Right. Krishna calls them the third category, the Rakshasas, who are will not change. What will change them is the karmas. Having done those karmas, they will suffer the consequences. And through multiple lifetimes of suffering, finally they will come realize that what they were doing is wrong. And so it ultimately only karmas can save them. Knowledge cannot, because they don't think. Alpa buddhi, the thinking is very limited. Yes. No, ultimately they will just suffer the consequences of their action. Their fate will make them suffer, and they will ultimately realize that they were wrong. So destiny takes care of them. Knowledge cannot. Yes. And ultimately it may happen. The world even may end up, you know, fully destroyed with the nuclear bombs and all. And if it happens, it happens. You know, there are so many other worlds. It's not the end. Earth gets destroyed, so what? There are so many other Earths and so many. Life goes on everywhere. In the total, you know, Earth is a very tiny little planet circulating somewhere in the middle of the universe. And there are millions of such universes and millions of such planets. And it's okay. We think it's where we are very important, but in the totality, we are nothing. We are very small. Who? No, Rakshasas, they will suffer. See, they will suffer the consequences of their actions, like Hiranyakashyap or Kansa and Ravana and all. They were, you know, very, they had studied a lot, but they were corrupt. So they suffered, you know, they suffered the punishment, not only this lifetime, but the next lifetime they'll suffer, next lifetime. And eventually, after having gone through suffering, it's like, you know, dhobi, you know, like in nowadays, of course, we have washing machine, but in the olden days, you know how they used to wash the cloth? They used to take it out in the river and keep banging with his stick. He keeps banging and until finally the dirt comes out. So destiny will keep on banging them till ultimately they improve. So they will have to go through the washing like the cloth goes through the banging to remove the dirt. Dhobi ka jaise, no, dhobi ka ghat mein, that's what they do. That's how they wash the clothes. So that's how they are. They are so much dirt that the regular detergent won't take care of them. They have to be beaten.
Where would those people be? Would they be?
No, they are very good. They are on the right path. But as long as they are doing good deeds, they are still stuck in the world. So what will happen is they'll do a lot of good deeds, so they'll go to heaven. And then the next life, they'll even have a better house, a better, you know, fortune. But they have to go beyond karmas. Karma, the karma yoga is meant to purify your vasanas, your negative tendencies. And then ultimately you have to turn inward. So sooner or later, such people, the Lord himself will come. He will send a guru. He will send some knowledge. Because these people are dear to him. And if they're doing that much good work, sooner or later, they will turn towards spirituality. Because the Lord takes care of them. He said, then I take yoga kshema vahamyaham. Krishna says, such people who serve me and do my work, then it's my responsibility to take them and take care of them. So he says that in the Gita very clearly, you know, that tesham nitya yibhiyukta nam yoga kshema vahamyaham, then I take care of them, then they become my responsibility. So yeah, sooner or later they will turn towards him. That will happen.
But they do carry a lot of attrition in their heart while they're serving God,
so they see the oneness. They do it because they see the oneness, right? That they are all me and I am them, and I'm serving them. So they don't have to use the word God, but if they see that oneness, that is the message of the Upanishad, that there is only one consciousness appearing as all. If he has that vision, he doesn't have to worship Krishna or Jesus or Buddha and all. He can just. But sooner or later, they will discover that truth within themselves. They will. It's a natural consequence. When the mind becomes so pure, then the self shines. The Lord within will shine. So sooner or later, they will. And if they don't, the next life they will. Because they have already so evolved. Arjuna asks Krishna, what happens to such people who have lived a very good life but have not reached you? In the sixth chapter, he asks, he says, don't worry about it. I take care of them. In the next life, they will be born in the house of yogis. And there, their parents will give them this knowledge. I will make sure that such an individual who is so evolved, I make sure next life he'll be born in the house of yogis, and there they will teach him. So he's bound to learn. So there is definitely, goodness is always rewarded. It's never goes to waste.